Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's your topical devotion here on 91.5 FM and on our podcast that can be found at ourlighthouse.net. It's the Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida's website. We hope that each and every one of you enjoy the program. Our goal is to always encourage you with different topics and just bring the scriptures, bring the life applications that we want you to try to apply to your life and understand and see you walk in victory. We want to see you walk in the power of God like never before in your life. And the world that we're living in now, that things are changing and we need to change with it. We need to get our act together as believers. We need to start seeing life from God's perspective and not allowing life to take us for a ride, but we want to actually dictate what God's plan is for our lives and then implement that and make it happen. So I always do the program with a co-host, and my co-host today is my wife, Lisa Radlin. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So the topic that we're going to talk about today is, what do you do when you don't know what to do?
Have you ever been in a situation where you had a decision to make and you didn't know what to do? I remember several years ago when our kids were still in school, we had the opportunity to move into a house in Satellite Beach.
Oh, you're telling this fun story.
It was so close to the beach, you could see it. If you like stood upstairs and you looked out the window, you could see across A1A and you could see the ocean. Well, Mr. Surfer over here always wanted to live close to the beach. So, of course, he didn't care that it was all the way in Satellite Beach. He didn't care that there was feral cats that we had to feed. He didn't care that the floor plan was so odd that you had to walk through the garage to get to one of the bedrooms, and that had a separate entrance. And our kids were young, and I really didn't feel comfortable having our kids having their own access to the outside world, and we're on the opposite side of the house. So there was a little bit of battle between us moving there. And so we actually wound up going to counseling over this because we were battling back and forth.
Yep.
Kevin was like, I want to be by the ocean. This is my dream. I'm like, but the kids go to a private school in Merritt Island. I work in Merritt Island. We go to church in Merritt Island. My parents live in Merritt Island.
Why sounds would we to me like you already knew what you wanted to do in this situation.
Well, the counselor we went to had us write a list of pros and cons.
Yeah.
And of all things, it was equal. So he's like, tell
he's
you
like,
what.
Wow, you guys are dead even on this. So you know what? What do we need to do?
Let's flip a coin. Now, I never would make a decision. Normally, you wouldn't make a decision on flipping a coin, but we agreed. Okay, whatever the coin says, that's the decision we're going to make. And thank God the Holy Spirit was on my side.
Yeah, right.
Because we didn't move. We stayed in Merritt Island. We didn't go to that house. But that's not always the correct way to solve a problem when you don't know what the Lord wants
to do. It's the worst way
do.
Ever to solve a problem from my perspective because I lost.
It works in football, like when you're wanting to see
somebody's
who goes
gotta
first.
Somebody's got to go first.
But I mean, when it comes to a life decision, like where you're going to live and things like that, I don't necessarily think that was the best way to do it.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path or your plans. I use this scripture a lot in counseling. I encourage people, first thing you got to do is when you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, is you got to trust the Lord. You've got to go to the Lord. You've got to begin to seek his voice in it. And we did that through counseling. We, obviously we didn't agree on the direction that we were going to go as a couple. So we sought, counsel on that. And, you got to trust the Lord, though, and you got to find a good source, somebody that loves God. This guy was a Christian. And, then you got to lean not on your own understanding, because you're going to talk yourself into it or you're going to talk yourself out of it. And, you know, then in all your ways, just acknowledge God as you're moving forward. Just say, God, I need your direction. I need you to help me to figure this situation out in my life, whatever it is. So we face some crazy situations. And then it says this, he will what? Direct your path.
I can think of another time, too, when Hurricane Irma was coming. Yeah. And it was supposed to be a big storm. And we were just like, should we stay or should we go?
Right.
Should we stay or should we go?
Right.
But we weren't sure what to do. And we felt like we should probably just stay. Well, it was a good thing we did. Because before the hurricane even hit us,
a tornado came.
Ripped our roof off. We were hearing like the dogs started barking. We're watching a movie, just doing our having our little hurricane party. It's a great thing. And then the dogs start barking. We're like, what are they barking at? And then as we walked in the living room, our ears started popping. I was like, uh-oh, where's our safe place? By the time I said, where's our safe place? The roof's ripped off and
we heard a big boom.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But it was a good thing
and
we stayed.
And water started raining in the house.
Because we got to save our stuff that was getting rained on and all that. So had we been gone, we would have come back to a flooded house, even worse than what it was. And so it was the Lord that we listened and didn't go.
Sure.
And God blessed us with a new remodeled house. So that was a real blessing.
So what do you do when you don't know what to do?
You pray and ask the Lord.
Yeah.
In James 4:13-15, it says, look here, you who say today or tomorrow, we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We'll do business there and we'll make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like a morning fog. It's here today, it's here a little while and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and we will do this or we'll do that. We need to seek the Lord and pray and ask him what he wants us to do.
Yeah. There's so many different situations that each and every one of you are out there facing in your lives. Some of you are in marital crisis. Some of you are struggling financially to keep the bills paid. Your kids are out of control. You're dealing with addictions. There's just so many situations and circumstances that I could describe that would touch, you know, some area of any of our lives. And, you know, so what do you do when you don't know what to do? You've got to seek the Lord. You've got to learn to hear God's voice, okay? The number one thing that I would recommend to anybody who is coming to me and saying, I don't know what to do, then you need to hear the voice of the Lord in your life. You know, that's how you trust the Lord, is you learn to recognize his voice. And when he says something, you just follow him. You become obedient to what it is that the Lord is instructing you to do. And he will walk you through the minefields of life, is what I kind of see it as. You know, if you were going to try to walk through a minefield, don't you think you would want God, who knows where every bomb is, who knows where every explosive is, to be telling you, take two steps forward, stop, okay? Take five steps to the right, and then walk forward 10 steps. And, you know, if you will actually allow God to lead you in your life, he will lead you. He will show you the way, and he will take you out of these situations that you're in. So when you don't know what to do, what you need to do is hear from the Lord.
I don't want to miss on what things God has planned for my life. There's no place I can go that God's not there, and we are never alone. We should wake up every morning with a sense of mission and purpose. Lord, I'm your hands and feet today. I'm your mouthpiece. Use me for your glory. Create your own pulpit. You don't have to be a church to speak out. You need to be out in the world. Everywhere you go is your pulpit. The whole world is your pulpit. People need to hear the truth of the gospel, and they need to know that the truth will set them free.
Yeah, see, the Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And the truth is that, you know, you have the power of God operating in your life. You are able to do that. And, you know, when we say everywhere that you go is your pulpit, we're talking like, I have a Circle K ministry by my house. I'm talking to people there. I've seen incredible miracles happen in Home Depot, Walmart, different places. Wherever it is that you're going, you know, God is always going to go with you if you will invite him. You know, if you will bring him along, he will show you, you know, how to release the power of his kingdom into the world around us.
How wonderful would it be if we could just put our trust in the Lord and allow Him to guide and direct our every step? He has such great plans for us.
Come on.
And if we want to get wisdom from God, we're going to have to reject the so-called wisdom from other sources. Those worldly thinking,
yeah,
with always advising against godly wisdom, saying,
sure,
like saving sex for marriage.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of different topics,
avoiding,
you know,
drunkenness.
Right. But if you're going to go get help from somebody, you know, you don't want, if your marriage is failing, you're struggling in your marriage, don't go to the guy that's been divorced five times for advice. You know, that's, you know, the enemy is constantly trying to create a false wisdom, not necessarily even a false wisdom, but the worldly type of wisdom. You know, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, okay? So there is a good that is not God.
Right.
And there is an evil that is not God, you know? So there's a tree that we ate of that gave us knowledge, and it's worldly, sensual knowledge. It's based on our senses and in our thoughts and our intellect, and it can mislead us, and it can take us down trails that we don't want to go. But you see, God has the true wisdom, you know, and He wants to take us to a place where the world does become our pulpit, because we are so filled with His power and His presence that there's nothing that can stand in the way of us being and experiencing all that God has for us. You know, the world's not telling you to do things the way that God would have you to do them. The enemy has sown his philosophies into this world system, and, you know, we've got to learn to just live our lives completely and totally under the leading and direction of the Holy Spirit.
I mean, treating people with love, even though they're not treating us kindly, that seems foolish to the world. People are like, ah, stick it to them. They treat you bad, you treat them bad. You know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. No, God says walk in love. No matter what we're facing, no matter how people are treating us, we need to walk in love.
Yeah, for sure.
Those who wish to get wisdom from God must be prepared to be misunderstood by the rest of the world.
Sure. I mean, look at all the different characters in the Bible. You know, you've got Noah. You know, everybody thought the guy was crazy. He's building a boat in the middle of the desert, you know, and he's saying that there's a flood coming, that you need to repent, you need to, you know, get right with God. And they must have thought he was a nutcase.
And look how long it took before it actually
started
rain. Can you imagine? You're like, okay, Lord, you said to do this, and I'm being obedient, but come on, can you get a little bit of rain going, whatever this rain stuff is? Because
yeah,
people are mocking me, and
hadn't
I've been mocked all
yet
these years, and I don't even
it's
see a cloud.
Rain.
There's
Nobody
no
knew
cloud
what it was
in the sky yet, you know, yet I'm being obedient.
Yeah.
And God might ask you to do some things, and you're just like, this doesn't make any sense in the natural. Why do I need to go get a passport? I never traveled. There's no reason to get a passport. And then all of a sudden, a door is going to open where God's going to send you to the mission field, and you're working in an orphanage with children,
yeah,
and ministering to kids. And you're like, how did I ever get here? Just by being obedient to when the Lord said, get a passport. So God's going to use you, and He wants to direct our paths and our steps. And when we don't know what to do, and we're not sure on how to make decisions, we seek the Lord. We pray in the Spirit, because when you pray in the Spirit and pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart,
yeah,
and give you words
good
of wisdom.
It's real good.
So that's another way to hear from the voice of the Lord. And if you don't know about speaking in tongues, we're going to be teaching classes on that.
Yeah,
so you
here
should
at Lighthouse.
Definitely, it's going to be on the 13th and the 20th on,
yep,
Tuesday nights. So,
yep,
you should definitely come out at 7 o'clock if you want to learn about speaking in tongues.
Yeah,
it's
and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's
going to
be a great class
to
for sure. But yeah, and you need that gift. You do. But you know, when you begin to operate with God, when you begin to move with the gifts of the Spirit, you start to operate under the anointing and the power of God in your life, the world's going to misunderstand you, just like Noah. You know, you're going to stand out, and it's not going to necessarily be in a good way.
You're going to look like the crazy Christian neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the crazy Christian neighbor, all of a sudden their children start giving their hearts to the Lord, the,
mm-hmm,
next door neighbor, and then they're going, wow, they weren't so crazy after all.
Yeah, right. Or you get your neighbor gets healed or,
yes,
something like that. You know, you're the crazy Christian neighbor until, you know, things start to begin to move and the power of God shows up on the scene. Then you're like, you know, changing and transforming people's lives all around you.
I remember one time we had a neighbor across the street that got bit by a spider. It was like a recluse spider because
it was huge
and it was getting worse by the minute. And they're just like, I'm going to the hospital. This is looking terrible. And then Kevin's like, hold on a minute. Would you let me pray for you real quick before you leave? You know, and they were just like, okay, you know. So what did you do, hon? When you went up there?
Yeah, I just laid hands on her and...
You cursed the venom.
Yeah. So I just went up there. I said, I curse this venom in Jesus' name. Any effect that it's trying to have on this tissue, we cancel that right now in Jesus' name. And we just, it's simple prayer.
Within 7 minutes, the lady comes banging back on the door.
The circle was at least 4 inches around the bite, you know, she was of like, red and fleeing tissue.
Crazy. She's like, look at my leg. You
it
can barely even see
half.
It.
Yeah.
It literally looked like a mosquito bite by the time. She's like, can you believe this? She's like, I'm not going to the hospital. What did you do?
Yeah.
It just shows the power of the Lord when you speak to those mountains.
But, you know, when I didn't know what to do necessarily, when somebody walks up to you and they've got this tragic situation, you know, I just believed God. I prayed a prayer of faith and believed for the power of God to show up in that moment. And it did. And, you know, if you look at scriptures like John 15, 18, and 19, it says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. You know, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And, you know, when you look at a scripture like that, the world is not going to understand, you know, why you're building a boat in the middle of a desert for 100 years. But when the flood comes, you know, then the world is going to realize that they missed the boat. Okay. And that's the same way it is. You know, the world's hating us, but as we stand in their hatred and we love them and we look them in the eye and we go, it's real, man. Jesus is real. You need God in your life. You know, then we're going to win some. Some are going to be convinced and others may never be convinced.
And
there's
you walk
nothing
in
you can
love
do
when you talk to someone that has an opposite belief from you. You're not condemning to them. You're walking in love and just saying, hey, you know, I love you. I might not like some of the choices you're making, but no matter what, I love you.
Right.
I'm not rejecting you. I'm just rejecting some of your choices. But overall, I'm still going to love you.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, and when we get into those situations of reaching out into people's lives, because the world is out there. They're struggling. Listen, man, there's a lot of things happening to people, and they don't know what to do. Some of you may be listening today, and, you know, you've got situations, and you don't know what to do. I'm here today to say that the first thing you need to do is turn to God, give God that situation, allow the power of His presence to come over you and into that situation. You got to invite God into your situations. God's not going to kick the door down and come, you know, knock His way in there and save the day. He's a gentleman. He's waiting for the invite. God is waiting for you to say, God, I have this issue. Whatever it is, just place your issue in that line. God, I have this going on in my life, and I want to invite you into that situation. I would like for you to come and be involved in showing me how to walk out of this process, showing me what to do, because I don't know what to do, God. I don't know how to fix this. This is beyond me. This is bigger than I could have ever imagined. And I don't know what to do. And God is going to show up. He's going to show up in power. He's going to show up in deliverance. He's going to show up in every way possible. And He'll show you He's real. I always say, God, show me You're real. And I'll give my life to You. I'll live my life for You. And I'll do this thing. That was 34, 35 years ago that I said that to God. And why am I still doing this? Because God showed me He was real. You know, He healed my body. He touched me and showed me just how powerful a life that can be lived for God is. And He walked me out of a lot of different things that I didn't know what to do about in my life. And He showed me the path. He showed me the direction, like that minefield. He walked me through the steps and through the process of overcoming addiction in my life and walking in you know, his anointing and his power. It was one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me, and it can be one of the greatest things that ever happens to you guys who are listening. Just allow God to do what it is that God does. You know, he fixes things.
He has so much wisdom. And if we seek him, he will give us the answer. We just seek him. He says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. But you just have to call unto him and ask him.
So that's the first step. If you don't know what to do, call on the name of the Lord and you'll be what? Saved.
I want great and mighty things to happen in my life.
Sure. Me too. I love that. And we believe that that's possible. We wouldn't be sitting here on the radio, you know, talking and explaining this out to you if we didn't believe it. You know, we could be doing any number of other things, but we really, truly believe that God is trying to reach into your life. He's trying to show you the way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's coming to the Father except through me. So come to Jesus, allow him to bring you to the Heavenly Father, who will then fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit and show you how to do life. He'll show you how to walk in this world with victory over situations and circumstances. He'll show you how to walk out of some of the darkest places that you've ever been in your life if you'll trust him with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And he will, what?
Direct your path.
Your path. It's powerful to live your life in the presence of Almighty God.
It's an adventure.
It's an adventure.
It's like God's got this little map and he's directing our path and we're just following his voice and doing what he has for us. And it's amazing because on the other side of that X marks the spot, God's got a person, treasure, that he wants you to minister to, someone that needs healing in their life, someone that needs financial blessings, and we're there to bless them, and God brings the provision that they've been asking for, and it's just so cool how God can use us, and he wants to use us every day.
Yeah.
So when we don't know what to do in a situation, God's always there. He's ready to help us, and you just pray and ask the Lord to give you wisdom and direction, and he will speak to your heart, and he will show you the truth and the way to go.
Yeah, I think sometimes we're just running so frantically. You know, you just have to be still. You have to stop, be still, and know that he's God. Know that he's got the answer. Know that he's already prepared a way for you to walk out of the situation that you're in. And he will lead you. He'll direct you. He'll guide you. And you can trust him, okay? I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of times we have a problem just trusting God with our situations. We think we've got to fix it. We've got to do it. But no, stop what you're doing. Rest in the Lord. Find peace that only comes through God, and then he will walk you through that situation. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will be right back to talk a little bit more about what to do when you don't know what to do.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks again to our sponsors. Man, we have been talking today about what do you do when you don't know what to do. And, you know, James 1:5, there's some really good wisdom in that scripture. Why don't you read that
this
for us?
This is James 1:5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed to and fro by the wind.
That's amazing. So the first step, if you don't know what to do, is to ask God. It's pretty simple, but, you know, I think a lot of times we miss that step. We think, oh, I got to work this out on my own. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. But you know what? God's just simply waiting, like I said earlier in the program, for you to ask him to come and be a part of it. And then once you ask him in, now you got to believe. Now you're applying your faith. Okay, you're saying, God, I believe that you are able to walk me out of this situation that I'm in my life, and I believe that you are big enough to do it, that you can see me through to victory in that. And then the next step is not to doubt. You know, I mean,
put your trust in the Lord.
You've got to go wholeheartedly all in, and you got to say, God, I'm not going to doubt that you're able to do this in my life.
Throw
I'm
that
not
anchor
gonna
down,
let the enemy
hunker down and
talk
say,
me out of it.
I'm trusting you, Lord.
Yeah. So ask God, believe, and don't doubt. It's
and
all
ask
right
in
there.
Faith. Many people want God's wisdom, but they don't want it to weigh it against their own understanding, and they decide for themselves whether or not they'll follow it. The one who knows all things, God, he is the one who has our best interests in heart. So when you don't know what to do, you pray and ask God and the Lord to guide you. He will give you the wisdom and direction. He will give you inner peace and the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yeah, let me pray for you guys that are out there today. I know you're in some situations. Father, we just thank you for wisdom, Lord. We thank you that we are inviting you into those tough situations that we're experiencing in our life. And we are going to trust you, Lord, with all of our heart. We're going to believe. Lord, we want to have faith that you are capable, you are able to walk us out of that. So, Lord, help us when doubt comes, when we struggle with are you really working on our behalf, God? And help us to know that you're really, truly there, that you do love us, and you're able to do exceedingly
abundantly
above
all we can ask or think, according to the power that's in
work
within
us. In
Jesus' name.
Hey, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.